David, your thoughts, having just got your breath back after today's win here in Portadown?
Delighted with the second half performance. Pleased to be leaving here. We always find it tough down here. Pleased to be leaving here with the 3 points. I thought our second half performance, the way we kept going and banging at the door and keeping what was creating the opportunities, finally opened. The door opened with Christy, a magnificent finish for the winner. But we kept going. The subs come on, give us a spark. Big Mac coming on, Jordan coming on, giving us a spark that you need and you want. But to leave here with 3 points is what we initially came for, and we're leaving with them.
Portadown first half were impressive. Were we a bit sluggish, not having had football for 2 weeks, or is that unfair?
Possibly. Again, we'll assess and we'll probably watch the game back later, and we'll have a look at it. Portadown were off the fight again. Every time that we've certainly, more often than not, probably 8 or 9 times out of 10, Portadown put it right up to us. I know, and the manager. Last year when we were down here and we scraped the 2-1 win, he demanded the same performance off his team against every other team, because that's, you know, Linfield are coming to town, we're champions, we've got a big target on our back, so it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure they will. I'm sure Tippy will take a lot of performances out of Portadown's performance today, and they'll want to see him going forward.
Must be pleasing for you, your two strikers are on the score sheet, and there were some really good goals in there. You know, Christie scored 2 great ones. But it was a really well-worked goal for Matt Green to get off the mark. That's what you want. Centre-forward off the mark quickly on his, what, second appearance?
Yeah, again, it's important. Tough first half, we couldn't get the ball to Kirk enough. Second half, and it felt as if we were down the slope and Portadown couldn't get out for large periods of the second half. And we created, I don't know how many balls Kirk put in their box in the second half. And obviously the ball that he put in, it looks an easy finish for Matt. But he needs to make the initial 2, 3, 4 yards, and he's got to be in the right place at the right time. Christie's winner again. Christie's confidence is through the roof, and I'm delighted for Christie. He's playing with a lot of enthusiasm, hunger, and not only his 2 goals today, I thought every time he picked up the ball and ran at people, he was a threat.
I mean, it was a great strike, top corner. But wasn't it great to hear Christie Manzing by 800 people behind the net watching that ball hit the top corner? We've missed this, haven't we?
To be honest, and again, I've been critical and the fans have been critical of me as the manager, and performances are underperforming. I thought our supporters today were absolutely outstanding. To a man, we're getting beat. And sometimes it's easy to sort of, you know, be a little bit critical. They stuck right behind the team today, and that was huge today, because they knew that the players and we were hopefully waiting for the right ball and the right pass to equalise, and then they eventually go on and get the winner. But I thought the fan side coming off at the end, normally it takes me a little bit longer to go over, you know, to show my appreciation, win, lose or draw. But I just thought they drove us, they kept us going. With the 2 lads in the middle of the pitch picking up a lot of those balls and feeding Kirk and feeding Christie to create the chances. So delighted for them leaving here today. The longer you can go without dropping points, it's crucial when you get into the latter stages of the league competition. So it was important, 3 points for us today.
It was a hard fought but deserved one. It was just a matter of just praying it was going to be one of those days when the goal would come.
Yeah, there was 3 or 4 times and they're heading them off the line and they're ricocheting. And I know we talked after the game in Luxembourg where we were hitting people on lines and people were flicking them over and Christie hit the ball in the first. There was probably the pleasing thing is we created a lot of opportunities, we created a lot of balls in the box we worked on, and to be fair, Monday, Tuesday, knowing we were coming down to the ground, a smaller pitch or whatever else, we worked a lot on sort of longer balls. Today it's not our ideal way of wanting to play and whatever else, but we knew if we had the right type of ball and the right run from the players, the attacking players, that we create opportunities today, and thankfully we did that.
We're relieved to be getting out of here with 3 points, but we don't get much rest because the League Cup on Tuesday night, Ballyclare is a major priority. I remember a famous day when we won it at Windsor Park against Ballymena, and it would be nice if we could take the first step on that road again on Tuesday.
Yeah, again, Ballyclare's a ground where we have sort of struggled over the last sort of number of years. We've played them a few times, so we understand the challenges. They've started pretty well in the Championship, so it'll be another tough game. There will be boys who played today will not play on Tuesday. We've got now now after this game's done and dusted with a big game now against Ballyclare and a bigger game in the league next Saturday against Coleraine to look forward to.
Well done today, just about getting a breath back and all the best for Tuesday night.
Cheers, everybody.